This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Violence flared again in Kiev as Ukraine's presidency said Friday that it had negotiated an international deal intended to end battles between police and protesters that have killed scores and injured hundreds. The pact was brokered by three EU foreign ministers to resolve the country's political crisis. But French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, who was involved in the talks, said he would be cautious about announcing any deal. The protests first started in November when President Viktor Yanukovych rejected a landmark association and trade deal with the EU in favour of closer ties with Russia. I spoke to the executive director of Caritas Ukraine, Andriy Voskovich.
We tried to support the medical structures which immediately helped the injured people yesterday when the people were shot. It was a very black day for Ukraine. It was the worst day in newer Ukrainian history since the country gained its independence, because people were absolutely in cold blood killed by the special police forces. The physicians told us that the people were killed in their heads or in their breast. So it was the purpose of shooting at these people there to kill the demonstrators and to spread the terror against the demonstrators. The structures, the medical structures, were helping immediately. People were very big solidarity, because immediately if there was a need for the medical supporters of material, of medicine, of even equipment, medical equipment, it was brought to the Maidan, to this field hospitals, immediately when it was needed. Now the big challenge for Caritas and for other organizations is to assist the injured people in the future, to help them to go through the courses of rehabilitation, and especially they need psychological support, they need psychological accompaniment, and they need also spiritual support. People went through terrible traumas yesterday. There are injured people who lost their legs, their hands, who were wounded by grenades, and who will be damaged for their whole life. Caritas Ukraine is therefore planning now to organize these services who can assist the injured people in the future, who can help them to go through a rehabilitation process, who can help them to overcome the traumas they lived through yesterday.
The images on television, you were talking about field hospitals, hospitals being set up in hotels, you know, people, nurses, doctors coming from far and wide to try and help. How difficult has it been to get medical supplies into these field hospitals to help people in and around the square?
It was, in the beginning, it was difficult, but then it worked out very quickly, because they opened some lines how the support could come through the lines. There was an open way from one side of the Maidan, so this was not the big problem. The big problem was actually that in the first hours of the confrontation, of the violent confrontation, the way out of the Maidan, they're blocked, so that the cars with injured people were not allowed to leave the Maidan to go to hospitals. But also this was regulated later on, and then the people could brought to the hospitals.
From your point of view, looking at the situation at present, is there a chance for dialogue? Has the church been dialoguing to try and ease the situation, to try and promote a dialogue or a roadmap to peace?
We are now, I think, at a breaking point in this conflict, because yesterday night there was a session of the Ukrainian parliament, and this session made a resolution to which changes the policy towards the Maidan. They are forbidding the special forces of the police to attack the demonstrators, and this resolution was voted by a majority of 236 votes. Now the Ukrainian parliament is in session and they're making the next steps. And this is very important. The parliament took the initiative in their hands, and we are seeing this great hope that there is the possibility to come back to the way of a peaceful solution for the crisis in Ukraine. Everything is now looking much lighter than it was yesterday. I think this was yesterday. This was the big sacrifice which had to be brought, and now even the party of regions, the party of the ruling president and government, supporting already the resolutions which are proposed by the opposition.
You mentioned their hope, that there does seem to be, in this climate of fear, that there does seem to be hope amongst the people that there will be a positive change.
Yes, I think we are on the way to a positive change, and we are on the way to a solution of the conflict, especially because we see how the power of the president and the government is broken down. They don't have the power anymore to hold this country in their terror regime, and I think the next today and also the next days there will be a solution which brings the country back on a democratic way. The churches had a big role in the whole process because they were mediators between the opposition and the government and the president in the past. But now the way is again on track on the political line, and there are talks between the different parties. So I think we are coming to a solution.
The Pope has prayed ardently this week for peace in Ukraine. How much does that mean to the people in Ukraine?
I think it is very important because at the Maidan and at the center of the demonstration, the people were very much involved in the prayers, and they really believed in the power of the prayers. It was shown through all these days, which were very difficult days, where people experienced so many terrible things. They always went back to the prayers, and there were many, many priests who were assisting the people. I spoke this morning with a priest who was the whole day yesterday among the people, who was the whole night yesterday among the people, and I spoke with him this morning at 6 o'clock when he said, I didn't sleep for 3 days because I was around these people, and he assisted all the people. He said, it was very astonishing to see the spirits of the people who know what they are doing, who are ready to sacrifice themselves for the freedom of their country, for the freedom of the people, for the democratic development of the people. And they say the people went into this defense of their rights always with a prayer on their lips. They were always coming back to the priest and ask them to bless them because they understood what they are doing. And the priests were very courageous. The priests helped also that people who were who went from the special forces who could be caught by the demonstrators. From the special forces, that the people would not touch them. The priests were accompanying them, that they could be secured. This was also very important, and it was enormous how courageous also these Ukrainian priests were.